This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. And today, a very solemn day in Las Vegas. It's October 1st, the Vegas Massacre. You know I have so much to say about everything in the news involving Brett Kavanaugh. And, of course, the new legendary Donald Trump-NAFTA agreement. It'll have a new name. It won't be NAFTA anymore. Trump got a deal with Canada and Mexico at the last minute. He's amazing. He's a miracle worker. It won't even be mentioned on the news tonight. You know, or they'll skirt over it in a matter of 5 seconds. Trump got a new NAFTA deal. In more news, Trump's a rapist, Trump's a pedophile, and Trump is a terrorist. I mean, that'll be the news tonight with these sick people. Assist to Brett Kavanaugh's a rapist and a pedophile. I mean, this is the sickness of liberals in our country. But I have to put the massacre on October 1st above all else. It is so important to all of us in Las Vegas. So I'll put off politics for a few minutes, and I'll start with a little montage involving that terrible event that happened 1 year ago today.
Vegas police have been putting out a bulletin saying that they're investigating reports of the active shooter near the Mandalay Bay Casino. They've been asking everybody to avoid the area.
Look, that person was taken down right there.
Oh, my God.
Hey, right now, we need your truck. We just need to get people over to the hospital, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Put them all in the back.
Okay.
Put them all in the back.
Can you pull over towards the side of person right here. Hold up. Can we get this person in?
Oh, my God.
I got 5 wounded.
What? Hey. One second, man. Hey, one grab for the gunshot wound in the chest here.
We are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief. Last night, a gunman opened fire on a large crowd at a country music concert in Las Vegas, Nevada. In moments of tragedy and horror, America comes together as one, and it always has. We call upon the bonds that unite us, our faith, our family, and our shared values. We call upon the bonds of citizenship, the ties of community, and the comfort of our common humanity.
Of course, we are talking about a tragedy, but we're also seeing the good that is right here in our community.
This is my hometown. This is my city. They were my friends. My friends. My husband got shot in the back. He's okay. He's home, but I had to. We've been here since 9:30 this morning. We've waited all day. We'll wait till it's our turn. This is how I can do it. I'm not a first responder. I'm not a nurse. But I can't donate blood. And that's why I'm here.
Like all of you, I'm proud to call Las Vegas home. To all the brave first responders,
that have worked timelessly and courageously throughout this whole tragedy. We thank you. To the families and friends of the victims, know that we'll do everything we can to help you and our city heal. We are Vegas strong.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Tough day today in Las Vegas. Tough day to anyone, anywhere in this country who was at that Harvest Festival. Or who lost someone at the Harvest Festival in particular. And a tough day particularly because I think, as all of you know, that the entire thing stinks. The entire thing stinks. We'll have guests today talking about that. We've got Laura Loomer in our first hour. She'll be here at the half past the hour, 6:30 East, 3:30 West. Investigative journalist. She's in Vegas covering the October 1st anniversary. And she's uncovered new information, including a former FBI agent suggesting the attack was likely an ISIS operation. Oh, yeah, Wayne Root's crazy. Yeah, Democrats keep saying, Wayne Root's crazy. Wayne Root's insane. Because I ask questions. I'm insane. And because ISIS said, we're going to attack the Vegas Strip. And then four times after this terror attack, they said, we take credit, we take credit, we take credit, we take credit. And ISIS experts say, in the history of ISIS, they've never taken credit for something that they did not do. Never. And they've never taken credit four times. And I've said again and again, I don't know that ISIS did it, but it seems intelligent to me to ask questions about it. Who did it? And could it have just been one old white man who woke up and became Rambo and decided to kill and wound hundreds of people? At this point, it's 800 wounded, 58 killed. 858 people wounded or killed. One guy just woke up one day and became Rambo and decided he could do that. Really. Never made sense. The story hasn't made sense. The police wouldn't release accurate information. My paper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, had to sue again and again to get accurate information. FBI said immediately it's not ISIS. Seconds after it happened, literally, seconds after ISIS took credit, they said, no, it's not ISIS. No investigation of any kind. We'll see what Laura has to say. And then Matt Couch in our second hour, which is 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, founder of First Media in Vegas covering the October 1st anniversary with two private investigators and what have they uncovered over the past year. We'll have all of that today. Then we'll have Bill O'Reilly in hour number three. Bill O'Reilly and I had an interview earlier today, and his thoughts on Kavanaugh, he'll tell you some eye-opening, mind-altering thoughts on what Kavanaugh is really all about. And just to give you a taste, Bill O'Reilly believes the entire Kavanaugh episode is about abortion and the Democrat-liberal love of abortion. To the last second, to the last second of the last day, when a baby's about to come out of a mother's womb, they want to murder the baby. That's what this is about. And you'll hear O'Reilly's thoughts on that a little bit later. It gets me so angry. It's not even a big issue for me, abortion. I've never made it a big issue in my life. I'm an economics guy. But anybody who wants to abort a baby the last second is mentally ill and twisted. Twisted. Your mind is twisted. There's something wrong with you if you don't want to place limits on abortion. If you want to be moderate and reasonable, say we want to keep abortion legal for the first trimester. But don't tell me you want a baby to die until the last seconds. Wackos. And that's what this is about, Bill O'Reilly says. You know what? Bill O'Reilly's a smart guy. All right. This is an article I wanted to lead off with, separate from the October 1st massacre. We'll talk about that lots with Laura Loomer and with Matt Couch. But I want to get back to Kavanaugh. Democrat Supreme Court drinkers, Breyer busted for underage drinking, Ginsburg not 100% sober at the Obama State of the Union. You know, this is the new thing. See, I could tell you within seconds what the Democratic talking points are, because every liberal I know, just because I'm Jewish, and I've got lots of Jewish friends who are big liberals, and watch CNN and MSNBC, and read the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, so they immediately call me or text me or email me, and they tell me they're liberals, and I keep trying to give me advance notice of stuff that'll help me. They're trying to actually debate with me every time. And suddenly eight people today called and said, oh, forget sex. Forget sex. He's a drinker. He's a drunk. That's the new liberal talking point. Brett Kavanaugh's a drunk, even though they have no idea whether he's ever had one drink in the last 30 years since high school and college. He's a drunk, yeah. So you're concerned now if a guy was a drunk in high school and college, he can't be a Supreme Court nominee. Who gave that bar to you? Where did you get the right to raise that bar to that level? When Ted Kennedy was the lion of the Senate, and he was a drunk alcoholic loser, a raving alcoholic sex maniac, probably a rapist, although I would argue that rich guys like Trump and Kennedy don't have to rape anybody. Women are throwing themselves, not at Republicans, at rich guys with famous names like Trump and Kennedy. So I'm sure Kennedy didn't have to rape anybody, but he was a sexaholic, an alcoholic, and of course he drove his car into Chappaquiddick River. And killed that poor girl. Killed that poor girl. Mary Jo Kopechne died and drowned because A, he was drunk, that's murder. And B, even if she had been dead instantly, it's murder. But she was alive. And she was in a pocket of air and he swam away like the little chicken he is. The little drunk chicken afraid of being accused of homicide. So he's a murderer and a drunk and an alcoholic and a sexaholic and a sex addict. While he's in the United States Senate, but they loved him, liberals. He was the lion of the Senate. Now you're mad because the guy drinks in high school. He can't be a Supreme Court nominee. And you don't even know how much he drank or doesn't drink. Are you going to go back 36 years ago and document how much Brett Kavanaugh drank? But it's okay that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was drunk out of her mind at the State of the Union. What a joke. And that sex crimes prosecutor, Rachel Mitchell, who I thought was the single worst, most incompetent person in history on TV. She may be a great sex crimes prosecutor in a courtroom, but as far as choosing her to be in a televised courtroom type of appearance in the U.S. Senate, she was as bad as they get, but she obviously knows what she's doing. She's been prosecuting sex crimes her whole life, and she completely exonerates Judge Kavanaugh and explains 9 separate instances that don't make sense with our girl, Christine Ford. 9 separate instances. I'll read those when we get back. 9 reasons why Christine Blasey Ford was not credible. And I've got a letter from a listener who identifies even more damaging information for Christine Ford. We'll be right back. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. By the way, a big thank you to Chris Campbell, who's my board op, and the guy who put together that montage to reminisce a bit about that solemn day, October 1st last year, the massacre in Las Vegas. It was really a beautiful montage and a terrible montage and a scary montage and a sad montage and a tragic montage, but also one that really was well put together and well appreciated by my listeners. I've got quite a few comments here on email and text. WayneRoot@gmail.com, by the way, WayneRoot@gmail.com, from my fans who really thought it was well put together. So great job, Chris. Also, on a less solemn note, a little more Wayne Rudish note, congratulations to my Dallas Cowboys for a big win yesterday. And congratulations to my New York Yankees for winning the wild card, or getting into the wild card with 100 victories. Now they have to play the big wild card game to play into the playoffs. But having said that, they're in the wild card game, and they won 100 games the wild card. And I mentioned to Chris in the break, I don't know if any team has ever in history of baseball won 100 games in the wild card position. I mean, that's an amazing achievement. You're supposed to win your division with 100 games. That's amazing. As a matter of fact, all three teams in the National League that won their division didn't win 100 games. But one team, Houston, won 100 games in the American League that won their division. And then the Red Sox won, 109, I think? And the Yankees won 100 as the wild card. That's unprecedented. I don't know if it's ever happened, but it certainly hasn't happened much in history if it happens. So congratulations to the Yankees. Congratulations to the Dallas Cowboys. My two favorite teams since I'm 5 years old. And it was a good day for both. This is a USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, your relentless warrior. I am a conservative warrior. I'm a middle-class warrior. I'm always a Trump warrior. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I'm a capitalist evangelist. I'm a patriot. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We are in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They have the naming rights to the studio. Pretty cool. They sign the front of the check, so you don't have to. So you better thank U.S. Gold Bureau. Give them a call, 800-885-GOLD. First of all, just to thank them for sponsoring the show and sponsoring Wayne Root and bringing the show to you free and believing in the show and believing in Wayne Root. And these are good people. This isn't just about money. Trust me. They really like Wayne Root. They really believe in what I'm saying. U.S. Gold Bureau, reward them. Call them, 800-885-GOLD. And then check out what they're offering. It's the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. I had nothing to do with it. I don't own the company. They just simply named it after me because they only offer this on my show. It includes they sell a set that includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition. All the coins are investment quality, and you get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. And by the way, I called over the weekend. I got to mention this on the TV show, too. One of my best friends is a lifelong coin collector, and I called him and asked him, what does it cost to buy 100 American silver American Eagles or American Silver Eagles? I never remember the order. It's American Silver Eagles. 100 American Silver Eagles. What does it cost to do that? And he gave me the number, and it's the exact number, the cost wholesale for a dealer, the exact number they're charging you. So they're selling to you at actual dealer cost, and I verified it. I never, what's that famous saying, trust but verify? Was that Nixon who said that? I don't know. So, oh, no, it was Reagan. It was Reagan who said trust but verify about the Russians. That's what it was. And so I always trust but verify. I love U.S. Gold Bureau and the state of Texas Trust, and they hired them to run the tech bullion depository. That's incredibly cool and incredibly impressive. But I still double-checked, and my friend told me the number. It's the exact dealer cost they're selling it to you. And then they're throwing in free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. And then if you order today, you get a free official U.S. Mint storage box that'll hold 500 coins. So you can store the 100 you just got and another 400. So call 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, usgoldbureau.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, usgoldbureau.com/root. So sex crimes prosecutor Rachel Mitchell completely exonerates Judge Kavanaugh. 9 reasons why she says Christine Blasey Ford is not credible. 9 reasons. Music is starting, so I'm not making it through 9 reasons. But when we come back, we've got Laura Loomer talking about the October 1st massacre. And then I'll give you the reasons. But I'll start you off with a couple of them real quick. Dr. Ford's not offered a consistent account of when the alleged assault happened. Dr. Ford struggled to identify Judge Kavanaugh as the assailant by name. When speaking with her husband, she changed the description of the incident to become less specific. She has no memory of key details of the night in question, details that could corroborate her account. She does not remember what house the assault allegedly took place, where the house was located. Perhaps most importantly, she doesn't remember how she got from the party back to her house. But she's not mentioning that. Does she have stock in the abortion pill company? That's a billion-dollar question right there that solves this whole thing. It gives you prime motive to make up a lie. Does she have stock in a billion-dollar abortion pill company? I'll tell you the name of that company, and I'll tell you the questions I would ask when we get back. Wayne Allen Root, War Now.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
War now!
USA Radio News.
President Trump on Monday celebrated a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico, saying he kept his promise to fix America's bad trade agreements with the rest of the world.
This landmark agreement will send cash and jobs pouring into the United States and into North America. Good for Canada, good for Mexico.
The president was also asked about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the FBI's investigation.
I'm guided by the Senate. I want to make the Senate happy because ultimately they're making the judgment. I'm not making the judgment. I've already made my judgment. The Senate is making a judgment on Judge Kavanaugh. That's a very important thing to do.
Tropical Storm Rosa is bringing rain to parts of California, Arizona, and Utah. Flash flood watches and warnings are in effect, and flooding is expected with 4 to 6 inches of rain in some parts of each of those states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
You have no idea how insane liberals are. You just have no idea. Georgetown professor says white
Republican senators deserve miserable deaths, calls for their corpses to be castrated and fed to pigs. This is the mental illness of liberals. Dr. Carol Christine Fair, associate professor in the Security Studies program at Georgetown. White GOP senators deserve to die miserable deaths while feminists laugh as they take their last gasps as they are castrated and fed to pigs. This is what goes through the mind of nutty liberals. I guarantee you this Dr. Carol Christine Fair is no different in her thinking than Dr. Christine Ford. Isn't that funny? Similar names. Dr. Christine Fair, Dr. Christine Ford. Don't they sound alike? Maybe it's the same person. Does she think Kavanaugh should be fed to pigs after being castrated? I'm sure she does. My doctor suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. All of you listening know that I've just saved my voice for 2.5 years. There's no way I could have done radio without being absent, a couple times a month. I've never been absent because I had a raw voice, ever. I've been able to get through all 3 hours of every show every day for 2.5 years. And that's 720 hours a year because of my doctor's suggestion. And I'm not saying that because they're now the sponsor of the show, because I used their lozenges for 2.5 years before I ever got them on the phone to tell them they should become sponsor of my show. And then finally I got them on the phone about a month ago, and they agreed to become the sponsor of my show because I used their lozenges like 12 times a day before the show, after the show, and during the show. My lozenges suggest colloidal silver lozenges. Are just fantastic. I pop them all day long and all show long. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. It comes in a liquid gel and lozenge. When the silver comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it could destroy them. So imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I am living proof. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, get 10% off. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you and get the 10% off. mydoctorsuggest.com or 866-660-9868. All right, so we've got the great Laura Loomer here, an investigative journalist. She's in Vegas covering the October 1st anniversary. You can follow her on Twitter, at Laura Loomer. She's here in Vegas 1 year later, and here's what she's uncovered. She says a former FBI agent suggesting that the attack was likely an ISIS operation. And Laura, let's hear what that's all about.
Hey, Wayne, thanks for having me. Yeah, so this goes back to the report that I released several months ago back in April. When I was talking about how there was a lot of evidence that shows that ISIS is responsible for Vegas. As you know, just one day after the Vegas shooting, several hours after, ISIS claimed responsibility and they doubled down. And without even doing an investigation, the FBI said, oh, well, ISIS isn't responsible, but they hadn't even done the investigation. Mind you, ISIS has never claimed responsibility for an attack that they're not responsible for. There have been independent investigators and members of law enforcement and former FBI counterterrorism experts who have been doing their own investigation into this, and even their own analysis and conclusion suggest that ISIS is responsible. John Guangolo, who is a very well-known former FBI counterterrorism expert who briefs members of Congress on counterterror issues all the time, he even believes that it is ISIS, and he has developed a very elaborate, investigation into this as well, a lot of which is supported by my findings. And, it's backed up as well by former ISIS propaganda, as well as what counterterror experts know about ISIS, and that is that they don't claim responsibility for attacks that they aren't responsible for. And everybody who is, chiming in on this, whether it be pundits or police officers, they don't have the counterterror background or knowledge to know that ISIS does not, like I said, they do not claim responsibility for attacks that they did not commit themselves.
I opened for Donald Trump in Las Vegas 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but two Thursdays ago, Donald came here, President of the United States, and he made a personal pitch. His people called me and asked if I would open for him, and I did. And the Democratic Party of Nevada put out a press release, Laura Loomer, and they said Donald Trump, and then they named two congressional candidates, governor candidate, Senate candidate, are all on the stage with a crazy what did they say, a crazy nutjob talk show host who thinks ISIS was involved in the Vegas terror attack. That's what they put in a press release, not a crazy, irresponsible liberal website, but the Democratic Party of Nevada, because I ask questions and I comment that ISIS said we're going to blow up the Vegas Strip, then ISIS took credit four times after the Paddock massacre, and then I keep asking questions, well, maybe we should be looking into it. I've never said they did it, but I've said they could have done it. I've said it doesn't smell right. I've said the police aren't giving us the right story. I've said they've, you know, they warned us and then they took credit for it. Because of that, I'm a loony, nutcase, whack job who believes ISIS did the Vegas terror attack. That's how they try and destroy you and malign you. Can you believe this stuff?
Well, yeah, I can definitely believe it. But why would the Democrats want to admit that Muslims or a Muslim terrorist organization took responsibility for the worst mass shooting in U.S. history? Those are the Democrats' people, right? I mean, that's the last thing that the Democrats want is all of the evidence in my report to end up being true, which investigators have shown that the license plate for these individuals who ended up staying at the Naughty Pine Motel in northern Las Vegas, who they believe also participated in the Las Vegas shooting, is that their license plate traces directly back to a town in Mexico where they have an active ISIS terror cell. And you can read all about this on my website, lauraloomer.us, in my article, We Need to Talk About the ISIS and the Las Vegas Shooting. But this is all information that the FBI has failed to disclose to the public. They have failed to do a proper investigation into ISIS's claim of responsibility. I mean, how is it, right? How is it that the FBI, right, they said that they were going to have the final Las Vegas shooting report by today. Do you remember when they said that? Remember they said
I remember.
Anniversary. I'm sorry, but have you seen a report today? Because I haven't.
No, but if you had, it would be filled with cover-up or lies anyway. So what does it really matter, right? I mean,
right. But you know, it's just you can't do an investigation within the first 24 hours, right? The body's still on the ground, if you recall, when ISIS claimed responsibility. And I know, because I stayed up all night monitoring the situation.
As
right? I was on the East Coast on the time, and it happened around midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, my time, and by 5 o'clock in the morning, my time, so 4 hours after the fact, ISIS claimed responsibility. And then the next morning, the FBI, while the bodies were still on the ground, right, they said that ISIS wasn't responsible. Well, how do you know that? How do you know that?
Well, let's clear up. When you say the next morning they said that, so here's the deal. I was in Park City, Utah, on a quick four-day holiday. When this all happened, my phone started blowing up at 11 o'clock at night, which was 10 o'clock Vegas time, and I stayed up the entire night, and the next morning, which is not 2 days later, I'm saying the next morning of the attack was when they took credit ISIS, and literally within an hour, I heard the FBI say, no, they had nothing to do with it. So it's the same morning after the attack. It's right there, hours after the attack. Yeah.
Yes, it wasn't even a full 24 hours, right?
Correct.
Exactly. And so they wouldn't have even had time to do an investigation to determine that because, like I said, the bodies were still on the ground covered with white sheets.
Well, I want to make sure that I cover myself for all the crazy liberal whack jobs who, you know, who love abortion and murdering babies and who love, you know, bankrupting all of us and redistributing our wealth and want the borders open and tons of people to come across the border and want welfare and want to murder us and want to rape us. I want to make sure those crazy people can't say that Wayne Root's crazy. So, Laura, neither one of us is saying that ISIS did it. Neither one of us is saying we know ISIS did it. We're both asking a lot of questions, and we're both saying it's very possible since they, A, threatened to do it, and B, took credit for it, we should be looking into it, right? Is that what we're saying? I want to make sure we're on the same page. Neither one of us is saying we know they did it.
Yeah, I'm saying that I truly believe that ISIS was responsible, of course, and I'm doing my best to show through evidence and the information I've uncovered to prove my point or support my point. But, you know, ultimately it's up to the FBI to determine whether something is terrorism. And everybody should have their ears pierced by hearing this. I mean, even as when Sheriff Lombardo, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, when he closed the final investigation, when he ended the investigation and said, that's it, we're never going to know what happened, it's all done, right? He was asked, do you think this is terrorism? He goes, well, in my honest opinion, I personally think it's terrorism, but the FBI has to determine that. And now what is MGM doing? MGM Resorts is going against the official narrative that they've supported for the past years because now they are suing over 1,000 victims of the Las Vegas shooting by claiming that the Vegas shooting was indeed an act of terrorism. Well, if something's terrorism, by definition, it has to have a motive, right? Because the definition of terrorism, well, it's politically or religiously motivated. So somebody's lying here. right?
Well, but let's be fair. I've made the same argument that MGM, how ironic is it, that they're using terrorism to try and clear themselves of any responsibility. But they're not saying Islamic terrorism. They're just claiming, I guess, that Paddock was a terrorist by definition of terrorizing a lot of people, right? They're not claiming now that it was Islamic terrorism.
Well, they're claiming that it was an act of terrorism. You can't just call somebody a terrorist and then not have a motive. By definition, and this is very important, because the law that they're trying to use, which was the 2002 law that was passed after 9/11 that gives immunity to big organizations or buildings that are under attack by terrorists, well, they become immune, right? They become immune to having to pay victims out millions of dollars. And that's what we're seeing here.
Right. All right, look, I want you to stay on the line because there's some things I really want to go over with you that we have not covered, or we've covered and I don't think have been explained well enough. I want people to understand some of the things you have uncovered, Laura Loomer, wonderful investigative journalist. So hang on the line, okay? Just give us a couple minutes.
Sounds
here.
Good.
We'll be right back. Laura Loomer with us. You can find her on Twitter at Laura Loomer, L-A-U-R-A. Typical way to spell Laura. Laura Loomer, L-O-O-M-E-R. Laura Loomer, at Laura Loomer. You can find me at Real Wayne Root, at Real Wayne Root at Twitter, and we'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV in hour number 3, and we got lots to talk about. It's October 1st. It's a year anniversary from that horrible terror attack in Las Vegas, and we've got Kavanaugh to talk about, and we've got the new NAFTA deal by Donald Trump. MAGA, nobody's talking about it. It should be the lead story in the news. Trump saves the U.S. economy again. Make America great again. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests, all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Synagenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.
War now.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, breaking. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right. Lindsey Graham is my new hero. I just love Lindsey Graham. I think he's the greatest. And he just was on CNN, one of their, one of their political talk shows over the weekend. Kind of like, the morning shows they've got at ABC and NBC and all those, White House morning shows. And Lindsey Graham says, if you don't like me working with President Trump to make the world a better place, I really don't give a sh. It's kind of amazing, right? I didn't say that word. I said, shh. And then I ended the sentence. But Lindsey Graham said the word on national TV, which I think is great because he's got the fire, man. Lindsey Graham's got the fire. He's bringing the fire. And another person who brings the fire is Laura Loomer. She's great. And she's willing to go where other people aren't willing to go, where other men aren't willing to go. She is a ballsy woman, if you allow me to say it. Laura Loomer has courage, man. Laura, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
So, yeah, I think that's a big compliment I just gave you. I don't know. Maybe you'd think it or not, but I'm giving you a big compliment. So here's the deal. You said in the last segment, you said something. I don't think the average person understood or picked up or understood the meaning of what you said. You said something about three men checking into a Vegas hotel, the Knotty Pine, on the night of a massacre. Tell us what you're talking about. What three men? What makes you think they're ISIS? What does that have to do with the story? Tell us about that then. And what is that hotel or motel, the Knotty Pine? I've never even heard of it. Go ahead, shoot.
Well, the Knotty Pine Motel is this really dingy, really disgusting-looking motel in North Las Vegas. And, it's a very big downgrade from, the nice hotels or even something like Mandalay Bay. And there was a guy by the name of Brian Hodge, who several people have heard about. He claimed that he was in the room next to Stephen Paddock during the time of the shooting. Well, what people didn't really catch up on is the fact that Brian Hodge's interviews were just full of inconsistencies and lies, right? The room, if you recall, that was right next door to Stephen Paddock's room was a room that also had a broken window, right? Because he had the suite and then the room next to the room, room 32135, right? And right. So when I did some digging, I found that Brian Hodge was actually staying in a room on the 32nd floor on the other side of the hotel. And the night that he said that he was hiding in the bushes after escaping the 32nd floor, he was actually checked into the Knotty Pine Motel, right? A room that was booked from September 29th to October 1st by a Mexican man. And the license plate, like I was talking about before, checks back to Guanajuato, Mexico. And Guanajuato, Mexico, it's of significance because it's where the Mexican military intelligence discovered an ISIS recruiter. So you know, it just is another piece of evidence that further substantiates the claims made by ISIS. And this individual, German Torres Moreno, well, did the FBI ever investigate him? Did the FBI ever investigate why Brian Hodges' statement was, you know, inconsistent with his location at the time of the shooting and after the shooting when he was saying that he was actually hiding in the bushes? I mean, the Knotty Pine Motel is 10 miles away from the Vegas Strip where the shooting, of course, took place. And you can imagine the Strip was completely shut down that night. It was so chaotic, you couldn't get out. There were police cars everywhere, SWAT officers, helicopters, fire trucks, ambulances. You could not get out. So how did Brian Hodge get out, and why was he lying, saying that he was, you know, staying in the bushes or the Aria or the Mandalay when he was actually there, right? Why did
I got to ask you a question. You said that he was staying at the Knotty Pine or registered at the Knotty Pine, but you also said he was staying on the 32nd floor, just not next to Paddock. So how could he have been doing both? I don't understand. Why would he be doing both, right?
That's the point. Why would he be doing both, right? Why would he be doing both?
But what would Hodges, like a white man from Australia, right? What did he have to do with this whole thing?
Well, these investigators, and like I said, John Guandolo and other independent investigators who have been doing their own research onto this, case, have determined that Hodge isn't as innocent as he is claiming to be. If you analyze his interviews, right, he did mostly interviews with Australian media because he's from Australia. He was giving facts from the room, from inside the room of Stephen Paddock that had not yet been released to the public or by investigators. So, for example, in the immediate aftermath, Brian Hodge said that the window inside Paddock's room had been broken by a special hammer. How did he know that? Nobody else knew that piece of information because that piece of information was released in the report in January by the LDMPD. How did Hodge know, right? How did he know that the window was broken with a special hammer? Why did he say he was in the same room or the room next door to Paddock when he wasn't, right? Why is he saying these things that put him directly at the scene of the crime if he wasn't there? It's rather sociopathic behavior. And what's even stranger is there was an independent report that came out that really corroborates a lot of my research, and the people who released it actually published Brian Hodges' social security number, his address, a lot of personal information, and tied him to the Vegas shooting, right? Basically implying that he was, a participant, and he has not yet spoken out. If somebody, let me ask you, if somebody released your social security number online, or if somebody accused you, a news organization accused you of being a participant in the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, wouldn't you protest? Wouldn't you speak out?
You think?
Why is it? Where is he? Why is he hiding? Have the FBI investigated him?
It's all strange stuff, and all I could say is Laura Loomer is very much like me. We're not saying we know, but we are saying something's wrong with the Vegas massacre and the way it's been investigated and the way it's been portrayed and what's been released and the lack of information that the police or the FBI are willing to give us. Something's wrong. I'm not telling you I know it's a terror attack. Laura's not telling you she knows it's a terror attack. She's saying she thinks it might be an ISIS attack. I've said from the beginning, I suspect it was more than just Stephen Paddock, and it could very well be ISIS because they threatened to do it and then they took credit for it four times for the first time in history. Laura Loomer, you can find her at Laura Loomer at Twitter. Wayne Allyn, thanks, Laura. We'll be right back with lots of great news.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ooh.